traded away about half of its team, the good half, and you know, God only knows how many games they're going to win. But now there's an effort to oust the owner.
Yeah, it was a complete dismantling of the team, Kevin. The equivalent of the Golden Knights getting rid of five or six Marc-Andre Fleurys is basically what it was in Cincinnati. A lot of popular players who had been there and had great success for years. So what a group of fans decided to do on Twitter was to gather together a few bucks a piece. There were about 200 Cincinnati Reds fans that donated about $20 a piece to buy a $4,000 billboard on Interstate 75 in Cincinnati, which is
a major throughway.
North-south, goes to Detroit and goes to Florida, too. So, yeah, it's a main freeway, so there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on there. And it simply says, with a Twitter handle, at Sell the Team Bob. Bob Castellini is the owner. He bought the team in 2006. And I distinctly remember, Kevin, that he said he is going to bring back the glory of the Reds. And of course, the Reds had the Big Red Machine in the 1970s, and they won the World Series in 1990. A different group of players, obviously, but still, they had a winning tradition up until this century. And we thought that Bob Castellini was going to make that difference. Comes in, and they made the playoffs a couple of years ago in 2020. They were just on the cusp last year. They were in it all the way until the last week of the season. And then this offseason, they just, as we mentioned, sold half the team.
What was their, I'm curious what their rationale was. So many times teams will trade veteran players because they have market value, and so you end up getting, you know, five grade A prospects in return that can play for your club, maybe not this coming year, but the year after. Did they have a rationale like that at all?
Well, I think what they're doing is it's a money crunch. It's all about the money, follow the Benjamins, but they do have two top-rated prospects in the pitching rotation, so they allowed two of their top starters to walk as a result of that to save money and you know, give the kids a chance. But what happens if the kids get bombed and then they lose confidence and they're not ready to be promoted to the major league team? And then you've destroyed the future and you've destroyed the confidence of this young kid that wasn't even ready yet. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, but there's a lot of frustration in Cincinnati. You know my feelings on this. We've had our discussions with this, and there's a lot of people that are really, really ticked off right now.
But it's hard to trade the owner.
It is, but and he's got a real flippant attitude about it, too. He basically has said, well, where are you going to go? Well, I think I can speak for a lot of fans. We know where we're not going to go.
Yeah.
We're not going to be showing up at the Great American Ballpark where the Reds' home games are played.
It's one of the all-time great franchises, too. I mean, they've been a bellwether for everything good about baseball. Well, we'll continue to follow this, but in other words, I shouldn't hold my breath about the owner being traded?
No, the ball's in his court, unfortunately.
Indeed. Coming up on the program, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She's the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. What does she think of 8.5% inflation spike? And by the way, 1.2% increase in just 1 month. Do the math. Over the course of 12 months, that's over 10% inflation a year. That's what we're going to be talking about. That's all coming up next. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. Not too bad right now. I'm looking at the traffic cams, and there's no Disturbances on the Southern Beltway right now. Looks like you're moving along just fine. Also, looks like you're averaging close to 60 miles per hour there on U.S. 95 as you work your way towards the downtown area, eastbound past Valley View. Those lane restrictions, though, do continue downtown on Interstate 515 at Main Street on the east side and westbound at Eastern as that bridge reconstruction project continues there. Also, road work on Nellis Boulevard, that's both directions between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The WNBA draft being held on Monday night for the Las Vegas Aces. They select Maya Hollingshead with the 8th overall pick. She played collegiately at the University of Colorado. They also pick up former Florida Gulf Coast player Kirsten Bell and former LSU player Caleb Pointer. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they have won 6 of 7 and 8 of their last 11 as they try to make a push for the playoffs. Right now they are out of playoff position. Tonight they are going to match up against the Vancouver Canucks, a team that beat them as their only game of the last 7 that they've lost. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with 2 young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If your office is reopening, Staples has you covered.
Back to the office, back to in-person meetings.
Staples has you covered.
In the office one day, home the next. I need to be able to work from anywhere.
Staples has you covered with everything you need for everywhere you work. Right now, save $15 when you spend $75 on select items. Everything you need for the office, home, anywhere. Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 4/16. In-store only. Coupon required. 1 per customer. See store or staplesconnect.com for exclusions and details.
Once upon a time, in the great state of Nevada, there was a big bad governor called Steve Sisolak. And the people didn't like Commissar Sisolak stealing their freedoms. But then a big blustery sheriff named Joe Lombardo said he would be governor and protect all the people. But this was the same Joe Lombardo who stood his police down while the shooters in the 2017 Las Vegas massacre killed 58 innocent people. And the same Joe Lombardo who got tricked into opening his jail cell doors and releasing convicted felons into Nevada neighborhoods where your children live. That's a no-no, JoJo. I'm Fred Simon, a concerned father, a Nevada businessman, and a medical doctor. I'll fight for what you want, but I need your help to become Nevada governor. Donate if you can, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. Every Sunday morning at 11, I was there last weekend, had so much fun. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. I had a chance earlier to visit with Megan Barth from the NevadaGlobe.com. And there's another shooting, obviously, today in New York City in a subway. They have identified the shooter, the alleged shooter. But now the libs are all talking about gun control. I asked her, what do you make of it?
Well, I think it's a little bit too early, honestly, to comment, with an educated perspective. But what I can say is just from recent reports that they believe that the guy has a history of mental issues, even though they have not identified the shooter by name. They are also now looking for a van with Arizona license plates that might be related to the shooting. What we do know is that the man who carried on this attack in the subway was armed for bear. He carried smoke bombs. He was wearing a gas mask. He had fireworks, et cetera, in his backpack. And, you know, he was intent, obviously, from the amount of carnage that we're seeing, of killing as many people as possible. I think the latest reports are around 10 injured, 5 critically. And that may change, of course, as the day goes on. But I find it very interesting that, of course, this comes on the heels of Biden's rambling speech yesterday about gun control, banning, quote unquote, ghost guns, and calling for the complete ban of assault weapons, which no Democrat can define, and semi-automatic weapons, which is basically every gun manufactured in this country and what we're allowed to carry. We don't carry machine guns. All guns are semi-automatic. Fully automatic, like I said, are banned. And then, of course, we have the Democrats capitalizing on carnage that usually happens within their communities with the strictest gun control laws on the books, like New York, calling for more gun control. When all of the laws that New York or Chicago, et cetera, have passed prohibit and infringe on the Second Amendment. And so it's just typical campaign rhetoric. And we are in an election season. The Democrats have absolutely nothing to run on but fear. They have absolutely nothing to capitalize on but fear, because they certainly can't talk about the great Biden economy. We just had inflation numbers. I think it was released this morning or are about to come out that says inflation is at the highest, I think, in 50 years. They're saying 8.6%, but we know it's higher than that. We go to the grocery store. We go to the gas station. We pay our heating bills. We see the dramatic spikes in rent, et cetera. We know inflation is higher than that. So what are the Democrats going to campaign on? The Biden economy? No. A secure border? Absolutely not. They've opened the border and opened the floodgates to allow anybody and everyone to penetrate our border and then disappear within the interior. So as the news comes out about New York, we're going to find out more, but we're going to also have to expect this heightened rhetoric from Democrats, because they have absolutely nothing else to run on.
Let me ask you, in fact, I think on Nevada Globe, the NevadaGlobe.com, a piece on a New York Times column, Crush Hour, that is saying that this is definitely going to be a red wave and that there are a lot of Democrats that are in trouble, including, by the way, Catherine Cortez Masto. Is this more evidence that we're going to have a red wave in November, 6 months from now?
Yeah, and that piece that you cite actually comes from, I'm trying to grab it, it is the National Journal.
Okay.
And he refers to Nevada as the epicenter of the midterms. And he not only predicts a red wave, but like me and other pieces, he predicts a red tsunami. And he makes this determination based on the fact that consequential constituencies have been drifting away from the Democratic Party in recent years. And those constituencies are comprised of working class voters and Hispanics. And as Democrats continue to align themselves with coastal elite ideas, climate change, abortion, LGBTQ rights, et cetera, they are completely leaving behind the voters whose main concerns, nearly in every election, quite frankly, is how they are going to build a better life for their family. It is the economy, stupid, as James Carville once famously said. So Democrats keep talking about everything else, like I said, because they cannot talk about the economy, because the economy, which used to be under just, 2 years ago under President Trump, one of the greatest economies in 70 years, has now become one of the worst economies in 50 years.
And in fact, that U.S. inflation number soared 8.5%, the biggest spike since 1981. I want to ask you about one race in particular. There's a new Suffolk USA Today poll that shows Adam Laxalt leading Catherine Cortez Masto 43-40%. Is that does that jive with what you're seeing in some other polls?
Yeah, and actually that's up at the Nevada Globe as well. We got wind of that poll this morning, and I got right on it. But yes, I mean, this is the fourth consecutive poll that shows Laxalt leading Masto in the U.S. Senate fight, which is, like the reporter from National Journal said, the epicenter of the midterms. And we really are. We are finally making national news for all of the right reasons. Within that poll, though, Kevin, it's very interesting. They polled about 500 voters who were likely to vote in November. And 50% of those polled said Nevada is headed down the wrong track. They also had a huge shift in that when they did this poll under Donald Trump in 2018, only 9% of voters gave the economy, Nevada economy, a poor rating. Now that number has more than quadrupled to 37%.
Wow.
What a difference a president makes. President Joe Biden, within that poll, only holds a 35% approval rating in the state. 47-36% say Biden has not kept his campaign promises in Nevada. Like I said, half said that Nevada is headed down the wrong track. And just over 40% said their standard of living is worse now than it was 4 years ago.
Are we going to see a huge influx of money, national money, into the state? I know that different organizations are planning on buying up millions of dollars worth of advertising. What are you hearing about what the Dems' answer will be to all this?
Well, as reported by the Nevada Globe, and I've written about it extensively, Catherine Cortez Masto has raised about $12 million. First quarter numbers have not been published yet, or second quarter numbers have not been published yet. But she's spending $10 million on television ads. Of that $12 million, a significant amount in Nevada. She's released some ads already. One, I believe, is in Spanish, maybe two. And then you have Nancy Pelosi's PAC that is adding to that $10 million with $11.6 million of television ad buys. So just between those two entities, there's nearly $22 million that is being spent on television ads from now till the midterm election, or right before that in November.
Wow. That's a lot of money. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Mitt Romney. What are his political plans looking down the road? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So let me get this straight. We've got the midterm elections coming up in November. Then in 24, we've got the presidential race. A lot of people are asking what's going to happen to Mitt Romney. Does he still have presidential aspirations? And in this political climate, could he even be elected dog catcher? Let's check in with Gentleman Jim Dallas. You've been following this story all day. And there's a new story out, I guess, about Mitt Romney and what he wants to do.
Yeah, he says he hasn't decided whether he's going to run for re-election in 2024. I was hoping that he was going to be up for re-election this year, but not the case. You get 6 years in the U.S. Senate. So he's not exactly very popular in the Republican ranks right now. Basically, what he did last week didn't do a lot to boost his popularity. He was only one out of three Republicans to vote to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. But before that, it put him directly against the GOP base, and he voted to convict Donald Trump of impeachment charges not once, but twice. And he became the first U.S. senator in history to convict a president of his own presidential party. In an impeachment trial, which he did in 2020. So I think that when you look at the numbers and everything, he's 75 years old. There are a couple of people that are very qualified to take his place, one of them being Chavez, the former representative. from Utah, and there's another a Republican who is the Secretary of State there in Utah that is planning on running as well. So it looks like Mitt Romney, if he does choose to run for re-election, it's going to be like running upstairs.
Is it possible, though, that there is support in Utah for Mitt Romney, you know, a courageous fighter, blah, 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 blah. Is it possible that there is a pocket of support for Mitt Romney running for re-election to another term in the U.S. Senate?
The Republicans in Utah didn't really favor Trump all that much. In fact, he won handily, of course, in a red state of Utah. A little over 58% compared to Joe Biden's 38%. So you can see he was a solid winner there. But when you're talking about the Romney's case here, he's kind of wishy-washy. And a lot of people in Utah are just as fed up with him, I think, as the rest of us are in red state America. So I think whoever is going to be the number one opponent in the primary is probably going to unseat Mitt Romney.
Well, the question is, and you say he is 70?
He's 75 years
75.
Old. 75.
Yeah. So that puts him in another 2 years. That puts him at 77. That, I don't know.
But you take a look at some of the others who have been around for a long time. Strom Thurmond comes to mind. I think he even switched parties. I think he was a Democrat back, I don't know.
He was a Dixiecrat. Wasn't he a Dixiecrat?
Yeah, he was like a Dixiecrat in the 1950s.
Yeah.
And then he switched over to the Republican Party. But the point is I think he was the oldest senator, and he was in his 90s. And, I don't know if Nancy Pelosi has aspirations to hang around for another 10 years, but...
Jeez.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Can't we find little...
new blood?
Yeah.
New blood?
Yeah. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Gentlemen, Jim, thanks, man.
You bet.
Wow. No, I'll just tell you, the idea of... I hope he runs for president. Because I think he'll die on the vine. He will absolutely struggle. And eventually you'll have to end up in a debate with Donald J. Trump. And Donald J. Trump will just skewer the guy. We'll just annihilate him. Stay where you are. More to do. We'll close it out. Get you ready for Wayne Allen Root War. Unfiltered. Raw and unfiltered. I just love that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. when everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State.